when are businesses going to really invest in the future?
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Two big tech companies forecast choppy waters ahead for their businesses in the second half of the year. Microprocessor giant Intel stock fell 3% in early trading. eBay stock was down 6.8% in early trading. Profit reports from Google and Microsoft were due out later today. Joining me is Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Morning, Adolfo.
Good morning.
These companies are worried about the second half of the year. Should we extrapolate that beyond tech to the wider economy?
Probably so, because the early signs that we are receiving about the second quarter overall are not good. We already knew it would be a difficult quarter because of the headwinds from sequestration and the reduced spending by the federal government. On top of that, we have seen behavior by company in accumulating inventories or in international trade suggesting that this might be a quarter below 1%. So very modest growth, very disappointing.
Now, the Federal Reserve chairman keeps turning up like a bad penny. He's back on Capitol Hill today. His views on bond buying are now well documented, but you've been focusing on another part of his testimony.
Yeah, it was very interesting for us to really explore what is missing in the growth mix, why 5 years into the recovery we are still struggling. To our eyes, that is really an issue of business spending. Think of investment in physical equipment, in machinery, in software and hardware, and in hiring. Companies do not seem to have the confidence to spend as much as they would be supposed at this point in the cycle, and to give that boost to the economy that we are all waiting for.
Adolfo Laurenti, Mesirow Financial, mille grazie.
Grazie mille.
We also have news just now that Dell Computer is postponing the shareholder vote on founder Michael Dell's buyout proposal. That's sort of like postponing the last quarter of the football game because you're losing. Analysts expect Dell to continue making his case, and Dell shares are up 2.1% right now. There's also news today that Dell Computer is postponing the shareholder vote on founder Michael Dell's buyout proposal. That's sort of like postponing the last quarter of the football game because you're losing. Analysts expect Dell to continue making his case, and Dell shares went up 2% in early trading. There's a deal in the U.S. Senate on what to do about student loans. Rates for new subsidized so-called Stafford loans doubled to 6.8% the first of this month. Congress couldn't come up with a plan before the old subsidies expired, but a new deal could come in time for borrowing for the fall semester. Marketplace's Quina Kim is here with details. Morning, Quina.
Good morning.
Help me understand this Senate plan.
Well, they're proposing a tiered plan. The foundation is that interest rates will be pegged to the 10-year Treasury note, but there will be caps to that interest rate. So the numbers vary depending on the type of federal loan students take out, but basically it breaks down like this. If you're an undergraduate, your interest rate will be linked to the 10-year Treasury note plus an extra 2.05% that the government is tacking on. But that interest rate will be capped at 8.25%. Graduate students taking out loans would pay an extra 3.6% with a cap of 9.5%. One important note is that student loans that were taken out before July 1 won't be affected.
And interest rates doubled July 1st. We've gotten to July 18th here. Why is this taking so long to figure out?
Democrats wanted to keep the interest rate fixed at 3.4% for another year. The Republicans weren't on board with that plan. They wanted to link the interest rate to the 10-year Treasury note, which was a plan that President Obama was on board with. But there was fear among Dems that if the interest rate on the 10-year note spikes, students would be stuck paying more and more. That's why this plan has very explicit interest rate caps.
Marketplace's Quina Kim, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
By one count, the global advertising industry is now controlled by four major players. Two of them have profit reports today: Publicist Group, where profits were up 15% in the first half of this year, and Omnicom. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has an overview of the current state of modern madmen and women.
The ad industry has come a long way since the dark days of the recession.
Definitely, these companies have rebounded and recovered since 2008.
Brian Sheehan teaches advertising at Syracuse University. He says the lines have blurred between traditional advertising and upstarts like social media.
And they're all very much playing in each other's space. So there's been a lot of fragmentation and a lot more competition really in the marketplace than there used to be.
The ad industry is doing so well, some believe it can only go down from here. Michael Cordy is an analyst at Morningstar.
In terms of sales growth, we're expecting some deceleration just based on how strong their sales growth has been over the last few years.
While print ads continue to flail, Cordy says another ad powerhouse is going strong.
Actually, TV advertising on a whole keeps growing.
Despite the rapid growth of internet advertising, he says TV ads are still the most effective way to push a company's message. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And online video has arrived by one key measure this morning. House of Cards, the Kevin Spacey political drama, available only on Netflix, got nominated for 9 Emmys today, including a big category, Top Drama Series. American Horror Story Asylum got 17 nominations. How could that have beaten Game of Thrones with 16 nominations? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.